Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate that you listen to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and also leave us some feedback. Rate us. Give us a review. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
They load up with extra bigs. Burkhead, the tailback. Devlin, the fullback. Brady under center, Burkhead left side, plows into the end zone, and the Patriots have won the AFC Championship. The Patriots have won the AFC Championship in overtime, and the Chiefs never got a chance to have the football.
Oh, Chiefs Radio on the final call. Welcome back to the BFT. Judah Newby in for John Canzano today. Neil Lomax will join us here in just a moment for his thoughts on Championship Sunday. What a crazy Sunday of football that was. That was absolutely unreal. First, let's go to Shannon in Vancouver. Shannon, Saints-Rams, what a game.
Hey, as a lifelong Rams fan, I got to admit that, you know, in terms of degrees of drama and egregiousness, that missed call on the pass interference is a 10. But luckily, rules are rules, and application of those rules don't take into effect degrees of drama. So if you go back to the previous play, previous drive with the Rams, Goff tries to run it in from the five. He gets the face mask diving down. They don't call that. It's a degree of egregiousness or degree of drama to about five. If they call that play, you grab the face mask, you turn the head. That's what happened. Rams are first down. Could have gone into the end zone, which makes the Saints in a position where they have to get in the end zone. They can't take a field goal. So we could sit here and play degrees of drama, but that really is kind of irrelevant. Football is football. What happens, happens. And it could have been a different story the other way.
Degrees of drama. Shannon, I like the idea of that. Degrees of egregiousness. But when it decides fate, which a missed call just decided the legacy of Drew Brees. It did. And you can call it degrees of drama, degrees of egregiousness, whatever. When I think about Drew Brees' career, I think of the Minneapolis Miracle. He had nothing to do with that. He put his team in position to win. Marcus Williams misses Stephon Diggs. Saints lose a heartbreaker. And now I think of yesterday. Brees should be in the Super Bowl. Two-time NFL Pro Bowler, Neil Lomax joins us now. Neil, what a day of football yesterday was.
Hey, Judah, how are you doing?
I'm wiped, man. I am wiped. What a day.
That's because you missed me on Saturdays. You know, we're not together on Saturdays anymore talking about college football. And,
yeah.
We were talking last week about doing a show before the, you know, the AFC championship game and the NFC championship game. We got nicked by the suits. You know, nicked by the higher-ups. We would have been sitting here going, see, we told you so. I told you it's going to be two overtime games.
Nicked by the suits. That's like my autobiography. What'd you think, though? Let's start Saints-Rams yesterday, Neil. I mean, look, not to use a convenient storyline, but it's almost too obvious to ignore. The missed call of pass interference and helmet-to-helmet contact, one or the other, or both, really seemed to cost the Saints there at the end.
Yeah, how about hitting a defensive player as well? So you put a third one in there. But first of all, NFL, you're just going, if you would have been told you're going to get two overtime games on Sunday in your NFC championship game and your AFC championship game, you are just drinking the Kool-Aid and lapping that up, slobbering yourself all over Roger Goodell, going, wow, you know, wow. Two overtime games. Can't ask for anything better than that. But then you go back and talk about the play or the non-call of the play. And, you know, I listen to a lot of your callers, and it's true. I played in the league for 10 years, and there's not one play, but probably, you know, 14, 15, 16 plays when you look at film that really dramatically change a game. But I've never seen a more blatant, obvious, a game-changing no-call than that. And I don't know what the solution is, but my thing is, man, give these coaches a couple extra challenges so they can challenge the face mask call. They can challenge the pass interference call that was not called because of the technology that we have. And they can show that punt that did not touch Edelman, you can get within, what, 3 or 4 inches to see thumbs? You have that technology. My thing is give the coaches a few more challenges. So if they want to challenge those and they think it's an egregious call, let them challenge it.
Yeah, I got to agree with you there. What do you think about paralleling that discussion, you know, with the Pac-12 officiating discussion that we had all year? I mean, the Woody Dixon calling in and trying to overrule a play from his couch and the uproar that ensued after that. I know it's different, and it's apples and oranges, but just the perception of a third party, trained or untrained, but a third party outside the stadium calling in, say from NFL headquarters, say it's Alberto Riveron, the head of officiating from NFL HQ, calls in and says, you know what, that's an egregious, you know, clear and obvious error, which was the point of replay in the first place. Do you think that is a valid adjustment to make?
Well, yeah, I think they already have that set up. I mean, they have the reviews back in New York. You just have to challenge it. But unfortunately, NFL, you cannot overrule a penalty. You cannot overrule a judgment penalty of holding, face mask, offsides, pass interference. But, you know, when we talk about the last 2 or 3 years, Judah, about the safety of the game, the concussions, the head injuries, and you have not just pass interference, but that was blatantly helmet to helmet. It was helmet to helmet hitting a defenseless player. All that should be tied into somehow overriding by, I think, a third party, because you're talking about the safety of the game. But my first takeaway was just, hey, give the coaches a couple more challenge flags that they are allowed to choose now what, how important they want to see where they can use those, because that was no question when they, you know, and we're talking about millions and millions of, this is the NFL. I mean, the Pac-12 has a lot of money involved too. You can't have some, you know, Woody guy out there call. You got to have it set up in New York like they've done 90% of the time. When you get a review, let's face it, Judah, and the fans out there, when you go back to review, yeah, it takes time. Yeah, they got back to the money. Yeah, they got to go to the hood and look at the Microsoft. The whole, but you know what? 99% of the time, they get it right.
We're talking to Neil Lomax on the Bald-Faced Truth. Hey, Neil, do you ever remember a game that you played in during your decade in the NFL where you felt the refs took one away from you? I mean, the point I'm really going with, we talk about refereeing every single week now. I mean, was it as much of a week-to-week discussion when you were playing?
No, because there was no review. There was no instant. There was no review. The technology was not there, from all the way medical, all the way to the television angle, the replay angles of it. It wasn't that way until I think 98 or 99 or 97. And so in the 80s, you know, hey, you just moved on. All of a sudden, that 25-second clock is going, and you're like, what the heck? You call that out of bounds? Seriously? That was out of – no, it's no – uh-oh, third down, let's go. You had no time. You're right back in the huddle, right back to the next play, where the game has totally changed because technology. But again, I, as a fan and a former player, I just want to get it right. I mean, I want to get it right. And all the way down to the overtime rule. I mean, I'm a big opponent that the NFL has been accepting the college rules. There wasn't a two-point play years ago. Now there's a two-point play. The NFL has got to accept the Kansas plan, and you put the ball at the 30-yard line or the 25-yard line, and overtime, give both teams their chances. It's more exciting for the fan. I don't care what the players care, what they think about. It's for the fans, too. That's the fairest way to do it. So I kind of disagree with you on that one, Judah, that overtime rules in the NFL should be like the college rules.
Man, to me, that's just rewarding bad defense, Neil.
What do you mean bad defense?
The Chiefs gave up 3rd and 10, 3rd and 10, and 3rd and 9 all on one drive. Why should they deserve to get the ball after that? They made no adjustments on defense.
Because it's overtime. It's overtime. So the NBA, you're going to go to the overtime. Okay, guys, if you make a three right away, the other team doesn't get the ball. No.
That's not exactly right.
Okay, so the Patriots go down and score. Good for you guys. Got your 7 points. Now the Chiefs get a chance.
Do you think?
This is the AFC championship game. Come on.
You had 60 minutes to win on both sides of the ball. That's enough. You had 60 minutes. If you can't win another 5 minutes by forcing a punt, that's on you. In my opinion,
that's why I love you, Judah. We can agree to disagree, and I'm not going to throw the fact that you never played the game. I don't want to throw that in there. I don't want to throw you under the bus on that one. But as a fan too, as a former player, you know, again, my whole thing was Joe Montana. was the GOAT back in my day and for all through the 90s. But I got to admit, after watching number 12 keep playing and what he keeps doing, there's no question in my mind he is not just the best quarterback, but the best player to play the game.
Yeah.
It's incredible what that guy's been doing for, what, 18 years?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Hey, I mean, come on.
Do you now, given all the drama and the overtimes and all that, do you feel like the two best teams won yesterday?
Well, yesterday they won because they scored more points. And great games. I mean, I want to give more credit to Los Angeles Rams with their defense, Jude. I think you go all around. You know, Jared Goff's number one pick, a lot of pressure on him. So Sean McVay gets a lot of credit offensively. But I think the reason they won that game, I think most fans out there would agree, is the defense. I mean, Donald, Sue, Tlaib, those guys are studs. This is going to be a really good matchup going in a couple of weeks.
Who do you like?
I like to see it go to overtime and have the Kansas plan put in 2 weeks. That's what I like. Put the damn Kansas plan in 2 weeks to go to overtime.
The damn Kansas plan. I love it. Hey, Neil, it's always good talking football with you, my friend. I've gone through withdrawals the last couple of weeks.
Let's stay in touch. Have Canzano get a hold of me. We'll have some picks later on. But right now, I'm just like number one over. I'm overwhelmed by Tom Brady. I think everybody has to say that. And I'm just so disappointed in that blatant, obvious no call that the NFL's got to fix, because it was a game changer. Whether you like it or not, it's a game changer under 2 minutes. And they got to fix that.
Where do you put Drew Brees on your Mount Rushmore, quote unquote, of all-time NFL greats? Given, I mean,
top 10.
Definitely top 10, right? Yeah.
And he'll be a top two, the under 6 foot rule. He's that under 6 foot rule we're going to put in place too, okay?
Tarkenton.
So the under 6 feet quarterback. Oh, yeah.
Flutie.
Yeah.
Is Flutie in there?
Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson will get there. Yeah, you're naming a couple good ones. Love it.
Neil, appreciate the time as always, my friend.
All right. Have a good day.
There he is. Neil Lomax. Awesome. Awesome. Love talking football with him. We'll go away, come back, big splash, and more of your phone calls at 503-417-7575. Man, I think I'm alone on an island of holding resolute to the overtime rule. I'm fine with it. Let's talk. You have 60 minutes to win a football game with all your three units. If you can't do it, you don't deserve to have both sides get the football in an extra time. You just don't. But if the game is for the fans, that's a good premise. If the game is for the fans, then you might consider a change. But see, I think the fans think the game's for the fans. I think the NFL says the game's for the fans. I don't know. Game's for the money. Whether the fans and the money equate to the same things, it kind of depends. But I bet you TV ratings through the roof yesterday, regardless of the overtime rules. It's the Bald-Faced Truth.
Big point after here to make it four. Butker's kick, dead center. But there are 2 minutes, 3 seconds to go.
Yes, Mr. Brady to come do his thing again.
But nobody could come back from this. No one could score with 2 minutes to go. There's never been a player who could.
You don't know anyone in the building who's capable of that, huh?
Oh, my gosh. This is exactly how it's supposed to come down.
Unbelievable.
That is exactly how it did go down. And Tom Brady, every single week, it's the same headline. Brady cements legacy as GOAT. Brady furthers GOAT status. Brady GOAT this, Brady GOAT that. I just realized Super Bowl 53 is going to be the GOATs against the Rams. Bunch of Old Testament animals going at it. GOATs and Rams. Where's the thicket? Only Old Testament fans will get that joke. That might be off the beaten path, if you will. GOATs against Rams. That'll be good. Let's go out to Brian in Oregon City. Brian, you're on the Bald-Faced Truth.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call, Jada. Yeah. I am really enjoying the show. I really like the fact that the Rams won, because I'm a Rams fan. But everybody's right. That was a blatant no call that should have been called. But so should have the face mask on Goff. So it's really hard to draw the line on when you do it. Anyway, here's my question for you. Do you think it would be a good rule to flip a coin before each half to see who receives the ball and who kicks off?
before each half to see who receives and who kicks off. No, because we decide that in the first half, and then we get the opposite side in the second half.
And I would think that's fair, right?
Sure. 60 minutes of football.
Well, yeah. then think about the overtime rule. If it's fair not to do that in the first half and second half, why wouldn't it be fair to both teams to get the ball?
Brian, this is a good argument. It's a good argument. And
okay, you can only talk about it on. Okay.
Yeah, and I'll go ahead. Here come the calls. Brian's ignited something. It's a good call. It's a good argument. But I'm not necessarily interested in. How do I put this? I am interested in fairness, but when you are, you know, the coin toss starts 30 minutes of football, and then the converse of it starts another 30 minutes of football. Like, once you've played 60 minutes of football, to me, the football game, the rules of it are judged through a prism of regulation. Regulation rules matter, right? 60 minutes matter. You get 60 minutes to win. Okay? And if you don't win, you lose. But if you don't win and don't lose, then you get an extra bonus period. That's grace to me. And I said that before, and that might be a weird term to use juxtaposed in a sports context. But it's sports version of grace. You get to keep going, even though you didn't win the game. And in that standpoint, you know, it's a coin toss. And so what? You get lucky to get it, sure. But you shouldn't just assume that offenses will go down and score a touchdown. That's still hard to do, even in today's day and age. It's still hard to do. It happens less frequently than it's in the minority of the percentages that teams score touchdowns on drives. That's my point. So really, defenses, the majority of the time, are successful. So the fact that they're not successful on an opening drive of overtime, that shouldn't be rewarded by getting the ball back. It shouldn't be. Not in my humble opinion. Let's go out to Mike's in Portland. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Judah. As I watched that football game, I think that game has descended to the same depths that boxing descended to. And what I mean by that is that I saw a football game that was actually fixed. And it was fixed because the referee called four plays, and all four of those plays went in favor of the Patriots. And like that one where the ball hit the guy that was going to do the punt return. Now, the rule's supposed to be that if there's not enough evidence there to overturn the call made on the field, you go with that call. There wasn't enough evidence. And they said that the decision to overturn that call came from high up. That was the fix. And also, Tom Brady, man, is not as great as you give him. The game is so rigged that Tom Brady could actually go out and play football in a three-piece suit and still win the game because nobody's going to touch him. You know, so it's rigged. And so you're giving Tom Brady credit that he really don't deserve. Talk to you later.
Appreciate that, Mike. Oh, my gosh. I love that guy. Tom Brady could go out there and play in a three-piece suit and not be touched. How does Mike not have a podcast by now? It's crazy. Look, man. I'll give all the credit in the world to Dante Scarnecchia, Josh McDaniels, Tom Brady. He hasn't been sacked in two straight games, not because it's rigged. You do realize that as outrageous as Deflategate was, the NFL had it out for Tom Brady. Like, we all remember that, right? This was only 4 years ago, where he was public enemy number one of the league. That happened. No, the NFL doesn't love Tom Brady. It's not rigged, but I love that argument every time. More of your phone calls in exactly 90 seconds from now. Going
in. We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.